Greetings and salutations to all you poetic souls out there and lovers of poesy and versification. Poesus vincit omnia, or vincit if you want to use the medieval church Latin pronunciation as opposed to the classical, but in this case I think the classical pronunciation would be the more appropriate. Poetry conquers all. But anyhow, enough pedantry from me for the moment. Today, I would like to discuss and read one of my favorite poems by an all-time favorite poet, William Butler Yeats's The Ragged Wood. I first came across this poem when I was at university. I had to study some Yeats poetry for a modern British literature course. Now, at this time, which would have been back in 1999, I believe, I absolutely hated having to read poetry with my computer because I had to listen to my screen reader try to render it, and it could not read poetry with any expression or intonation whatsoever. Back in that day, the screen reader that I had was quite robotic sounding, not nearly as lifelike as some of the voices that one can get today. So, I tried to obtain as much of my poetry either on tape or in Braille as I could, and at this point I was fortunate enough to be given a battered old anthology of Yeats poetry from the CNIB, the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. It was originally from the Royal National Institute for the Blind in England, and it had seen better days, but that was okay. I felt more than glad to have it, and I made short work of it. I used to eat books like that up as quickly as I could, searching for any nuggets of wisdom and truth that I could find in them. We did not have to study The Ragged Wood for my class, but it just happened to be one of my favorite poems that I found in there. The imagery was just so clear, and it jumped right off the page at me. I liked it so much, in fact, that I set the poem to music at one point. But sadly, I have since forgotten the tune. And I really liked it. Sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm tooting my own horn here. It just seemed to go really well with the poem. All I remember is that it was in C minor, and the last two verses repeated or something. I'm not sure what I did with it now, actually. I know I had a couple of repeating verses. But, no, unfortunately, that tune has completely departed from the vaults of my memory. Perhaps it'll come back to me sometime, though. Anyhow, on to this poem itself. This was originally published in 1904 in a volume called In the Seven Woods. This was one of Yeats's more romantic volumes of poetry. He didn't start to write his starker stuff until a few years later. As with a number of Yeats's other romantic poems, this one is about his great love for the beautiful Maud Gunn, whom he seemed to think was utterly desirable yet unattainable. And she gave scant return for his advances, which is possibly why he kept seeking her. The pure and chaste knight seeking to win his lady from afar. So, here it is. I hope you like it as much as I do. The Ragged Wood. Oh, hurry, where by water among the trees the delicate stepping stag and his lady sigh when they have looked upon their images. Would none had ever loved but you and I. Or have you seen that sliding silver-shoed, pale silver-proud queen woman of the sky, when the sun looked out of his golden hood? Oh, that none ever loved but you and I. Oh, hurry to the ragged wood, for there I will drive all those lovers out, and cry, oh, my share of the world, oh, yellow hair, no one has ever loved but you and I.